Well, you know, for our set, for Free Spirit, it was going to be all free material, but I thought, well, in America, I think they'll expect to hear Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Feel Like Making Love, Rock and Roll Fantasy. And so it's a blend, really, of Free and Bad Company, because the songwriting evolved. Bad Company really evolved from Free, so this is a bit of Bad Company history in many ways. So that's what it is. It's a blend for us, anyway, of the two songs, two sets of material. They blend very well, actually, I think. Oh, and what happens is that I write a set list on paper, and then we play that, and we shift things about and move things. Oh, that could go there. We could open with that. That could go there. And the set evolves. We'll probably get it right just at the end of the tour. Probably absolutely perfect.
Hey, I'll talk about a second for that Free Spirit. You had your 50th anniversary, and you had that great DVD. Was it Royal Albert Hall that you recorded that in?
Yes, it's just out, and it's number two on Billboard charts.
Oh, wonderful. I hear that's something everyone needs to have in their collection, so I'll keep pimping that.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of being on tour, now listen, one of the things that I always was struck by, I hope you don't mind me asking this, is when you came into our radio studio in the mornings, I don't care if you were just wearing a white t-shirt and black jeans, Paul, I always talk about this, you're just like a rock star from head to toe. Everything's kind of impeccable, you know what I mean? It's the best white t-shirt, and it's the best black jeans. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, wow. That's really nice of you to even notice, my dear.
I do. I was struck by it. I always, whenever I talk about Bad Company and you on the air, I always talk about, he is just like, you know, the polished rock star. Even it's just simple stuff. So do you like to shop?
My wife, Cynthia, is with me on the tour, and she actually takes care of all my clothes and stuff like that as far as stage is concerned. Honestly speaking, left to myself, I revert to a sort of homeless-looking guy. Within like 5-10 minutes. This is what I've been told by her, actually. And so she kind of dresses me, if you like, and she does such a beautiful job.
She really does. Well, like I said, even if it's a ring or a bracelet, any just the every little detail, I'm like, he's a rock star.
Well, you know, you got to look the part, I guess. But the thing is, you know, you got to be comfortable too, I think, yourself.
Yeah.